For the last 15 years, Sheila Fitzpatrick has struggled to get a good night's sleep. She used to take sleeping pills that she bought over the counter from the chemist, but they didn't work for long. Her anxiety about becoming dependent on tablets just made her insomnia worse. She now uses an online sleep program that works for her and would never go back to medication.
I was in despair, really, having taken pills and knowing I shouldn't be putting chemicals in my body. I thought seriously of suicide, to be honest, because I couldn't see how I could drag on all my life the way I was feeling.
Pharmacists are now warning insomnia sufferers about the dangers of treating sleep problems themselves. According to a new survey, 30% of people with insomnia have taken sleeping remedies for longer than a month without getting any medical advice. 14% have taken them for longer than 6 months. And 18% have no idea how long they've been on medication.
If you have a long-term sleeping problem, if it lasts for longer than a month, for the majority of those cases, there's possibly an underlying medical condition. Now, that could be a mental health problem, like depression, or it might even be a physical symptom, like asthma. So we'd like people to talk to their pharmacist and get some really good advice about what that underlying condition might be.
Sleeping pills treat the symptoms, but not the cause. Pharmacists are urging the one in three people who suffer from insomnia to seek help and only use pills as a last resort. Thomas Moore, Sky News.